Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the J&K Bank Q1 FY20 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Renish Bhuva. Thank you, and over to you.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Mike. First of all, apology for slight delay. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to J&K Bank Q1 FY23 earnings conference call. From the management team, we have with us today Mr. Baldev Prakash, MD and CEO, and the entire senior management team. I will now request Mr. Baldev, sir, to take us through the brief highlights of the Q1 FY23 results, and then we'll open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Renish. A very good morning and a warm welcome to all the participants. Despite the continuing geopolitical strife and inflationary pressures, the onset of the year has been some positive developments as well. The economic growth is witnessing some uptick, especially in the services sector, owing to easing of pandemic woes. Other sectors also held firm despite the adverse headwinds. While uncertainty still looms, most economists predict a better future. The three recent rate hikes totaling 140 basis points by Reserve Bank of India due to elevated inflation, which remains above the tolerance level of 6%, resulted in MTM losses for most of the banks during quarter one, when the yields surged to as high as 7.5% for 10-year benchmark. However, the rate hike was well anticipated and already discounted, and as such, did not bring much selling pressure in the capital market. In our home turf, that is J&K and Ladakh, an accelerated level of activity is being observed. The mainstay of the economy, that is tourism, is witnessing an unprecedented growth, with over 10 million tourists visiting J&K during the first 7 months from January to July of this year. The large tourist influx is causing revival of tourism and related activities like hotels, restaurants, taxi shikara operators, houseboats, handicrafts, and resulting in creation of employment for significant populace. Building of infrastructure, that is road, rail links, tunnels, etc., for maintaining all in the Union Territory.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. We were unable to hear the last part of your sentence. If you could just repeat that once again.
Yeah. So building of infrastructure, that is roads, rail links, tunnels, for maintaining all-weather connectivity.
This is the operator. Sir, can you hear us at the management end? Ladies and gentlemen, please wait for a moment as we check with the management. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the management reconnected now. Sir, you may go ahead.
Yes. Thank you so much. And I'll start it again because I think I missed the almost entire part of the presentation. A very good morning and warm welcome to all the participants. Despite the continuing geopolitical strife and inflationary pressures, the onset of the year has been some positive developments as well. The economic growth is witnessing some uptick, especially in the services sector, owing to easing of pandemic woes. Other sectors also held firm despite the adverse headwinds. While uncertainty still looms, most economists predict a better future. The three recent rate hikes totaling 140 basis points by RBI due to elevated inflation, which remains above the tolerance level of 6%, resulted in MTM losses for most of the banks during quarter one, when the yields surged to as high as 7.5% for 10-year benchmark. However, the rate hike was well anticipated and already discounted, and as such, did not bring much selling pressure in the capital market. At our home turf, that is J&K and Ladakh, an accelerated level of activity is being observed. The mainstay of the economy is tourism, which is witnessing an unprecedented growth, with over 10 million tourists visiting J&K during the first 7 months, that's from January to July of this year. The large tourist influx is causing revival of tourism and related activities like hotels, restaurants, taxi, shikara operators, houseboats, handicrafts, and resulting in creation of employment for significant public. Building of infrastructure, rail, roads, and tunnels for maintaining all-weather connectivity with the rest of the country is also catalyzing economic development in the Union Territory. Spurred by the center's industrial package of ₹28,400 crore, providing capital, interest subsidy plus other incentives, and supplemented by the enabling industrial policy of the UP, the government has received investment proposals of over ₹50,000 crore from large domestic and global investors and industries. Out of these proposals, the government has already allocated industrial land for projects worth ₹36,000 crore. The industrial development is expected to create 4 lakh employment opportunities in the Union Territory. The other major sector of the J&K economy, that is agriculture, or more precisely the commercial horticulture, is also expected to do better this year owing to favorable weather conditions, availability of large number of controlled atmosphere stores for post-harvest trade, better logistics availability for transportation to various mandis of the country. The anticipated start in economic development in the bank's backyard is bound to create a fast-moving cycle for investment, finance, and savings. The bank, with its outreach, familiarity, brand acceptance, is poised to do to be the best, to be the major beneficiary of the cycle development phase. The government employees and pensioners of J&K and the Ladakh remain a substantial and focused customer segment for the bank, contributing significantly to the deposit and loan book of the bank. The bank, besides maintaining salary and pension accounts for this segment, provides a bouquet of customized personal loan products with lowest delinquency. In the rest of the country, owing to our small size and limited presence, we have to play selectively, selective markets and selective segments to increase our share of the pie. This shall mostly be achieved through collaboration, tie-up with reputed builders for home loans, engagement of direct selling agents, collaborative models with fintech, and large ticket lending to PSUs and put-rated corporates to increase volume. We are looking at increasing the contributions from the rest of India to the bank's overall loan book to about 40% in the short to medium term and take it to 50% level in the longer term. This shall ensure diversification of our credit portfolio, mitigation of concentration risk, and redeem our reliance on one region. The bank shall reposition itself as a pan-India player with a regional dominance. Capitalizing on the emerging opportunities, realizing the corporate objectives, maintaining the customer-centric approach, and taking on the competition require a well-reinforced institutional framework, capacity and capability and infrastructure. We too have taken a number of transformative and strategic initiatives, augmenting capital base, organizational restructuring, succession planning, capacity building, business process reengineering, etc., to succeed in this highly competitive arena. Last year, we augmented our capital, Tier 1 and Tier 2 both, by fresh infusion of ₹1,100 crore and total clawback of profit of ₹500 crore. This year also, we are planning to raise up to ₹2,000 crore in expansion, Tier 2 of ₹1,500 crore and AT1 of ₹500 crore. The Tier 2 issuance may be in the second and third quarter, while the AT1 may happen in the later part of the financial year. Internal accruals are also expected to be at a higher level this fiscal. Let me inform all the stakeholders that during this quarter, the June quarter, the bank migrated to the latest version of core banking solution, that is Pinnacle 10, to pave way for other major initiatives on BPR, data analytics, CRM, fintech engagement, intelligent decision support system, etc. With this migration, the bank has joined the league of top banks using the upgraded version, which offers multiple additional functionalities, including API integration, with more security features. as had been the experience of other banks during such migration, we too encountered some incremental disruptions during the process, which has some bearing on the business and customer service temporarily. The new version has mostly stabilized now, and the bank is ready to fully leverage the system and realize the embedded benefits. Now, quickly on to the numbers of Q1. The bank has clocked a YOY growth of 6% in deposits and 8% in advances. GNP UT, which contributes 88% of the deposits, 72% of the advances, and 82% of overall business of the bank, has registered 6% growth in deposits and 10% in advances. Growth recorded in Ladakh UT is impressive, with deposits growing by 11% and advances at 19% over the last year. Rest of India continues to record positive growth in advances for second consecutive quarter, albeit moderated on account of some large NPAs amounting to about Rs. 250 crores getting adjusted during the quarter. The bank continues to maintain CASA of over 55%, and consequently the cost of deposits remained at 3.6% compared to 3.67% in Q1 last year and 3.58% in March quarter. NIM is also maintained at a healthy level of 3.46% in line with our guidance. The overall operating results have registered marked improvement. Net interest income increasing by 7% on YOY and 6% in Q1 basis. Operating income up by 4% on YOY and 6% on Q1 with PAT growth of 89% on YOY and 48% on sequential basis. Employee expenditure was bound to come down on sequential basis owing to the one-off provision made in the last quarter. However, the non-employee OPEX has also significantly come down by 12% compared to the previous quarter. The result being the cost to income ratio, which was hovering then about 70% level for three consecutive quarters, has moderated to below this threshold, and our endeavor shall be to bring it down to about 60% by the year end and to industry average in the next 22 years. On the assets quality side, the gross NPA ratio has improved when compared to June 21 level, but it has worsened on sequential basis. The financial 10 migration issues played from spoil 4 affecting upgrade of NPAs. However, post stabilization of the system, there has been significant improvement in the NPA number. Fundamentally, last year, the bank had technically written off NPAs aggregating to Rs. 750 crores during quarter 2, which has brought down the gross NPA figure. During June quarter, three large advances aggregating to around 250 crores got adjusted, and a good number of NPAs are expected to get resolved in the near term. The bank continues to maintain provision coverage ratio in excess of 80%. The credit cost for the quarter was well below 1%. Capital adequacy ratio is about 13% without reckoning the quarterly PAT, reckoning thereof would result in improvement of 20 basis points in CRAR. On the treasury operations front, we were able to stave off NPL losses as we have in anticipation of hardening of yield, maintaining a fairly small trading book, and the investments under the AFS category were mainly in treasury bills under SLR and certificate of deposit under non-SLR. We were on the positive side of the curve and still have adequate short-term surplus that can be deployed at better yield. Yield on advanced investment has improved by 8 basis points sequentially. We maintain our guidance on growth and profitability as communicated during my previous interaction with you. We acknowledge your guidance, support and trust, and we expect it to continue in the coming days. I will be glad to have your questions now. Thank you very much.
We will now begin the question answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Manish Oswal from Nirmal Bang Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I have two questions. First on the asset quality and second on the OPEX. So on asset quality, sir, we have seen the increase in NPA, both especially in the J&K book. So you commented in a press release that due to migration to the system, we have seen some increase in NPA. So first, how is the progress on the recovery of these NPA? And you maintain the 6% gross NPA guidance. So given the quarter one trajectory, do you see a material risk to that number to achieve?
Yes. Manish, thank you very much. See, on 30th of June, our March 22 figure of NPA was 11,117. And 30th of June, we have increased from 11,117 to 11,117 to 11,545. And on 31st of July, this figure has come down to 11,159. That means almost up to the March level. So this was a basically temporary phenomena of 3 days when the system was not available and the teams at the branches were not able to do the transactions in the account. So this was only a temporary thing, and we are confident that we will be able to maintain the guidance of 6%.
Sure. Second, sir, on operating expenses side, we have seen the 23% decline on quarter-to-quarter basis, and the main decline component is employee cost. So what has been done in this during the quarter, and how the operating costs look like going ahead?
Yeah, as I have discussed in my briefing also, there are number of steps which have been taken on to ensure that the costing ratio remains around 65%, and then by the end of this year to around 60%. Basically, one is that all the investments which were related to employee benefits have been deployed effectively, more profitably, in line with the market returns. And then various other steps have been taken in like wherever the branches were having more space and the employee strength was less, so that space has been released. And relating to medical benefits also, now the staff who are the dependable list of the staff is being verified so that there is no extra expenditure on LFC and medical bills. So these are the few steps which have been taken which have resulted in better cost to income ratio, mainly on account of staff expenses. Yeah.
And Manish, one thing, because you are talking of Q over Q, you are talking of sequential numbers. So we had already told you last time also that there was a one-off expansion. We had provided for the superannuation of our leave salary and medical allowances. So that had we had an expense of 271 crores. That was a one-time one-off expansion in the Q4 of last year. That had actually taken the employee costs very high. That because that has already been amortized in the previous quarter, we had already given the guidance also that going forward this cost won't be there and there will be moderation in the employee cost on account of that. And you, the moderation that you are seeing is on account of that also.
Right, sir. And given the commentary on your initial comments about the state, J&K state, we expect the asset quality, especially J&K state, to improve coming quarters. And for that, all the best to the J&K team. Thank you.
Thank you, Manish.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vaibhav from Honesty Integrated Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for providing the opportunity. Good to see finally top management in place after a long time. In terms of our, you know, in last con call also you have highlighted that the major cost to income drag is coming from outside J&K. And also you have highlighted that outside J&K, we are going to focus on retail, MSME, SME portfolio. So just want to understand what has driven your choice that we want to be in retail, MSME and SME kind of portfolio among the, you know, entire range of products portfolio that is available, including corporate. So what has driven that preference?
Yeah. Well, one is that the experience our experience working in the rest of India portfolio in the previous years, I think we have to be a little careful in selection of the borrowers there in that territory. So that is the experience is driving that. And another thing is that since I have been working in Mumbai for quite a long time, and I have experience of working with the corporates also and the retail segments, particularly in Maharashtra. I personally have worked a lot in Mumbai as well as in Pune markets and Nagpur markets also. So that is giving a confidence of diversification in home loan. So these are the basically two areas where we think that we are confident of booking the quality business, and we are not going all out for booking the business. We are only looking for the good rated companies and the government PSUs. And our growth basically in the last one quarter has been on account of these major corporates only, who are very good rated and who are all the public sector units.
Right. Yeah, I understand the corporate part of it, but from the last con call, I got an impression that you will be more focused on retail, SME and MSME in outside J&K portfolio.
Retail, our focus will be more on housing segment. Retail, we will be growing in housing. The scheme, we have created the marketing teams. We have our revamped the scheme also, the structure also. And the DSA structure has been placed now. We are hopeful that housing will be an area in the retail, which we are going to have be aggressive in the rest of India book.
Right. And so see, understand historical problems with J&K, what has happened in the, you know, outside J&K state when we lend to large corporates. But I think the key issue is the credit discipline, whether it's corporate, whether it's retail, whether it's SME, across every bank, you know, irrespective of the product you choose, if the credit discipline is not there, it will lead to problems sooner or later. So what have we done to improve that in the bank, and what are we planning to do so that our discipline is up to mark?
Yes, Vaibhav, you will be happy to know that in the last 3 months, the credit for how the credit dispensing will happen in the bank has been totally revamped. Now, as per the industry standards, we have the teams of relationship managers and credit support officers. Earlier, the system was that the credit portfolio, small branches, everybody is handling a small number of accounts. But instead of that, we have created now the big branches, only the 15 branches pan-India. And those branches have been provided with the trained staff, senior people, as well as two or three support staff, that is CSOs. And this will be finally reporting to the credit head at the general manager office in rest of India also, Jammu division also, and Srinagar division also. So this has been done with well thought of strategy and based on my experience in my earlier assignments also. And I'm sure that with the trained team, this training has been, specialized training has been arranged for these people. And with this, I think we will be able to focus more granularly on the in the corporate credit, as well as this will also give a boost to our retail, because those branches which were having one or two big accounts and were only focused on serving that account, those accounts have been shifted to now they have been centralized, and the rest of the branches will be focused only on the retail growth. So that has been a strategy, and very confident that this strategy will give results.
Got it. And any kind of you know, rationalization on the cost front that you are looking in outside J&K portfolio to improve the cost income ratio in that part of the business? Any kind of you know, reduction in staff or something like that, is that
possible? As of now, there is no reduction of staff. There is no this thing. We are not curtailing the presence also. In fact, in the last quarter, we have operationalized three cluster offices, one in Lucknow, another in Chandigarh, and the latest one on the 2nd of this July, 2nd of August, we have operationalized our cluster office at Bangalore. So this is basically to focus on the retail segments in those territories, because these territories offer a good scope of business.
Okay. Okay, that's it from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Vaibhav.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Sonal from Bohead. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for this opportunity. I wanted to know what would be your employee cost for the full year, FY23?
Sonal, good morning. I'll request my CFO, Mr. Pratik, to please take up this question.
Greetings of the day, Mr. Sonal. The employee cost for the full year is in the range of 2,600 crores for the full year.
Okay, thank you. My second question would be, what was your SMA 1 and SMA 2 for this quarter?
Yes. As far as total SMA is concerned, just a moment.
Yeah, Sonal, the SMA numbers as on 30th June, these were, in the SMA 2, we had 1,124 crores.
Hello? SMA 2, you're saying?
SMA 2, 1,442 crores. And SMA 1 was 3,800 crores.
3,800 crores.
Yeah, 3,800 SMA 1, 1,440 SMA 2.
And can you give me the same numbers for 31st March as well, please?
March, we had actually given in the last call also the numbers. So you can write to us and we can mail you the numbers, the previous numbers as well.
But from what I recall, you didn't give the numbers in the last quarterly call.
So we can give the numbers, and these have come down significantly from that date.
Okay, so SMA 2 1440, SMA 1 3800.
Yeah.
And what I understand, there is no major overlap between the restructured book and SMA. It's a small overlap.
There's a
small. Restructured book, we have around 3000 crores.
Give us a moment, let us recheck with the management. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the management reconnected. So you may go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, there was some question from Sonal. In case he's there, we can reply to that question.
Ms. Sonal, you can go ahead with your question.
Sir, in terms of your, SMA 1, SMA 2 continues to be high while you're saying Jammu and Kashmir economy is booming. I think this would be one of the highest SMAs still in the country among all banks. So, what gives you confidence that, the asset quality, whatever NPAs you're saying, in spite of such high SMA book, and in general, we are an MSME bank, and across all banks, the SME stress has been increasing. So what is specific thing which you're seeing in spite of the SMA and this general trend of SMEs, under a lot of pressure across banks in India, which gives you confidence that in our bank case, the NPAs will actually fall?
Yeah. Tomal, the trend which you will notice that in the month of March 22, we had a SMA book of 9,400 against 3,800 this quarter. And SMA 2, the book was 1,037, and now it is 1,442. Yes, I agree that still it is at elevated level, but lot of follow and a lot of monitoring is being done on SMA, and at the level of MDCO, we are monitoring these accounts, and wherever actions are due, including the actions under SARFAESI as well as under MIS, those actions are being taken, and I'm sure that we are going to enforce that discipline among these borrowers. Yes, it is a journey, it will take some time.
But sir, the fact that SMA 2 is itself a large number, and obviously people, wouldn't have such a large number in spite of the measures you have been taking, unless there is some issue, right? Or what is the flaw in my understanding?
Sonal, see, the large number of we have is the government account, the phone bill loan. There is some salary or some salary sometimes they get delayed. So that
sir, your voice is not audible.
Yeah, Sonal, are you able to hear me now?
Yes, sir. If you could please speak a little slowly because there is some disturbance in, we're not able to get
now. See, we have done this book of government employee that sometimes if the salary is delayed 1 or 2 months, that book slips to SMA 1 or SMA 2 sometimes.
But those accounts are always very good accounts. Never ever see the slippage ratio is hardly anything there. But it is because of the delay in salary. Sometimes those books are behaving like this. But we are taking steps to see that one or two advance installments we are taking on those accounts also.
Okay, but from my understanding, at least in the past, you know, that was relatively a small number.
I don't know about today, but in the past, the loan book is growing fast.
Okay. Sir, how much of your, NPL this quarter were from ECGLS books? And in your restructured book, how much of repayments have already started? Of principal, you know, the loans which were restructured.
Okay, so you are saying out of restructured book, what was the NPA this quarter?
No, sir. Out of the restructured book as well as from the ECGLS book. From the restructured book, I think you have given the NPAs. From the ECGLS book, you know, how much NPA did flow from that part of the book? And considering you have a large ECGLS book, you know, what are your expectations from that, and how much repayments have already started, you know?
Yeah. This is my general manager, IAPM, Sonal, for the figures.
Sure, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Good morning, sir. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. We have a total book of this GCL loans around 2,400 to 2,300 crores. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Yes, sir. We have a total loan book under GCL, it's 2,300 crores, out of which outstanding as on 30th June, it was around 1,800 crores. And the bucket-wise moratorium for GCL as on 30th June is sir, up to 3 months, it's only 1 crore. And 10 months, 12 months, it's again 1 crore. And 13 months to 24 months, it's around 69 to 70 crores. So, and then about 24 months, it's around 400 crores.
So, sir, I could not hear the first part of it. Your voice was cracking in between. The first part you said, you know, when you were explaining this, 800 crores. What is 2300 and what is 800 crores?
No, 1,800 crores is the outstanding and 2,300 crores was the total GCL sanction.
Okay. And has any part of the loan book started repaying
by
June quarter?
Yes.
How much repayments would you have got in the June quarter from the ECGLS book?
Pardon me, sir?
How much repayments from the ECGLS
book? Sir, we'll give the details, sir. We have noted this question and we'll send you the details, sir. What's the exact payment we received during June quarter?
Understood, sir. And sir, you gave a guidance of GNPL falling to 6%. Is that because you'll take some write-offs or you expect 2% reduction in the GNPs due to recoveries? Due to net
recoveries? Sir, there are various things that we have taken into account for this. So, I'll tell you, we are expecting the gross NPA below 6%. So, we are a recovery, total recovery of 3,700-800 crores. So cash recovery and to surface is sale of assets, sale of properties and draw deposits facility will allow to our customers. We are expecting a recovery of 450 crores. Sir, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Compromise and settlements, we say we'll recover around 700 crores. The sale to ARC is one component and we are expecting around 800 crores from there. Then through NCLT route, we are expecting a recovery of 300 crores and upgradations of 1700 crores. Sir,
so just for the sake of clarity, because this number looks too large and the reduction looks too less compared to the numbers you are giving, what is the gross slippages you are expecting this year and what is the net slippages you are expecting this year?
Pardon me, sir?
Sir, what are the gross slippages you are expecting this year?
And we are expecting next 3 quarters, we are expecting gross slippage of 1,000 crores.
Gross slippage of 1,000 crores and the net slippage?
That will be around, there will be no, yes, net slippage will be 1,000 crores. Net slippage, sorry. Net slippage will be 1,000 crores. Yes.
Net slippage will be 1,000 crore. And you said that you will be selling 800 crores worth of assets from your book.
Yes. We have already sold 200 crores in the first quarter, 190 crores, and the rest we are planning in the next three quarters.
So that will lead to 1,000 crore reduction from your book. And
yes.
Does this guidance also include any major write-off you are planning to take when you say you are going to reduce?
No. Last year we had taken that technical write-offs around 800 crores. That will be taken by the highest level of our board of directors. So this year we have not done anything so.
Sir, in this financial year, would you have further need of equity capital and would the state government be willing to provide it?
Just a moment. I'll pass on the mic to MD.
Yes, Sonam, can you take the question?
Sir, would you need equity capital, not the bonds, the equity capital this year, you know, this financial year?
So, Sonal, as I have discussed in my speech, 1,500 we are trying to raise in Tier 2 and 500 in Tier 1, 81 through FPO.
But this 500 crore is through equity capital or through bonds?
No, that will be through equity.
500 crore equity. And would the state government be providing or you'll use the market force?
No, I think we have not approached state government as of now. We are first trying to reach the market.
Oh, I see. And sir, what was the kind of technical glitch we saw? Was there new software implementation or some issue with the existing software?
No, this was actually that the Pinnacle 10 migration, the first closing was there. So that one time, we were not able to run various reports. The Slack report which we call for SMBs and MPAs, that was not, the system was not able to run that report. And that report was finally generated on the 1st of July instead of 28th, 29th, 30th. So that was finally taken care of. And then from on the 3rd, Monday, everything was normal. And that's why the MPA as on 31st of July was almost equal to the March level.
So, sir, I'm not able to follow. So, the numbers which you reported, are the numbers on 1st of July? Is that what you're saying? Or 3rd of July?
Yeah. I'll repeat it again. See, on 31st March 22, the NPA of the bank was 11,117. As on 30th June 22, it was 11,545. And on 31st July, it was 11,159.
So I'm trying to understand, you said the software didn't work on 30th June, so you could not compile the NPA. So the
compilation also, because the system was not available to the operating unit. So those customers who wanted to deposit money on their accounts on 28, 29, 30th, they were not able to reach to the system. So because of that those accounts which were upgraded on 3rd.
But sir, why would any sensible customer try to do these deposits only on the last 3 days or before becoming in
of
monitoring?
So now actually, you see, when this interest application, especially in the government accounts, we have a running facility also that we have provided to them. It is like just like an ODR CC account provided to the government employee. So in that, what they do, they usually service the interest, which is applied on every month end. So they keep amount available in their operative accounts, and they have given us standing instructions. The mandate is with the bank to debit those accounts and transfer the interest amount to the CC accounts of the employee. So actually what happens is there's a drop line limit. When they approach the superannuation 5 years prior to that, the limit is actually brought down by 20% every year so that it gets adjusted by the end of their service tenure of 60 years. So till that time, they only service the interest part. The SME is also actually a part of a function of this thing, that the interest actually may be served on the first, that the SIM may be run on the first. And on this day, the SI when got didn't get executed. Amount was available in their operative accounts. So you can, if you can want the numbers also, we could give the numbers also, how many accounts actually has the balance in the operative accounts. Only the SIMs, the standing instructions, couldn't be executed. It's not that only cash recovery coming on the last date. It is actually the system also there that we run these standing instructions
As per that, when the interest is applied, the outstanding instruction is executed so that the interest demand generated is satisfied.
Okay, I couldn't fully grasp it, but maybe I'll take it offline from you because that lead to other people waiting in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have no further questions, sir. I would like to hand it over back to the management for closing comments.
So, thank you very much all the stakeholders and participants, and thank you very much, ICICI, for this call, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.